Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly. As always, I am honored to be here, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Today is August 30th, 2021, and we are in the last Monday of August, and we are about to be in the last month of Q3. Q4 is right around the corner with much, much more to come for the produce industry. A couple of announcements out there. We have Southern Innovations, hosted by Southeast Produce Council, here September 8th through September 11th, everyone, in Savannah, Georgia. And let's not forget, we've got the virtual networking hour by the Produce Industry Podcast that is September 22nd, 2021, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Huge shout out to Flavor Wave Fresh and Yumina Brothers for starting their direct-to-consumer program in Los Angeles, California, everyone. We are delivering fresh produce direct to your doorstep. Now, today's guest that is on the line today, we met at a real in-person trade show. That's right, at the West Coast Produce Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada. Crystal Chavez is the marketing coordinator at Gold Coast Packing, Inc. She is an experienced marketing coordinator with demonstrated history of working in the produce industry, skilled in event planning, multiple programs, and guess what? Fluent in Spanish, a skill very valid in our produce industry. And everyone, you asked and we delivered. You wanted a fresh cut processor on the line? Well, we're going to learn all about fresh cut processing with vegetables today. And we're going to learn about some new vegetables that I've never even heard of before. And a big shout out to all of our sponsors for making these episodes happen week in, week out. Hey, Crystal, welcome to the show today.
Hey, Patrick, thank you so much for having me.
Fantastic to have you. Listen, we have been working off the mic to get this show and this segment on the air because, listen, I'll bring everybody back. And I remember it was about a month and a half, 2 months ago. Heck, it could be longer than that, Crystal. Time is just flying by in 2021. I did a survey and I reached out to a lot of the podcast listeners and I said, we have covered all aspects of the produce industry. And someone said, no, you haven't. I'm like, what? Well, what? Who? And I'm like, you have not. We need a fresh cut processor on board. And I was like, you got me. I was like, Crystal, they got me. And that was cool because the audience is telling us what they want to hear. So I'm excited to have you. We met at West Coast Produce Expo. We met, I believe it was by the pool, not like we were swimming, but that's where one of the receptions were. We were able to link up, connect, say hello, and really start this process to get you on the show today. So I'm really excited to have you, excited to have Gold Coast Packing and learn more about what you guys do and about the fresh cut processing that everybody's been asking for.
Yes, we did meet at West Coast. It was by the pool. We were not swimming. We were enjoying our company of fellow produce industry friends. And as soon as I told you what Gold Coast does, you said, oh my gosh, we need to have you on the podcast. And I said, whenever you're ready, I'm ready. And I think that was kind of a lie because it kind of took a while for us to get our schedules to work. But I mean, luckily we are here. And so thank you again for having us. So Gold Coast, we are a grower, shipper, processor located in Santa Maria, California. We have been around for more than 40 years. We are nestled in, like I said, Santa Maria, California. We are in the middle, the midway point between Los Angeles and the Bay Area, and we're located right off the 101. So we love to tell people that we're the easiest in and out along the 101. So your trucks don't have to wait that long. So we're the perfect one-stop shop for your fresh cut veg. We specialize in broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, cilantro, Brussels sprouts. We've added a lot more to our lineup, but those are our core items. So like you mentioned, we are a processor. We share our processing facility with Babe Farms. Our facility is Fresh Venture Foods. It's where we are headquartered and all of our processing is done. We have several lines.
Are we talking about Babe Farms as in the specialty vegetables?
Yes. Yes, Babe Farms. Yes. So Babe Farms and Gold Coast, we share our facility. So we do all of our processing at the same location, but not necessarily together. Mostly everything we ship out is washed, bagged, ready to use.
Well, the reason I bring that up is I just had a great conversation with Babe Farms about their facility, and you can catch that on the podcast as well. That's what's so cool, and that's awesome about this facility, is that it serves purposes for more than one. And what I think is really interesting is that when I was talking with Babe Farms, they never even mentioned that they do fresh cut processing. It was more about the vegetables that they grow. So I think that's even cooler, is that I just learned something from a cross reference of my own podcast, Crystal. That's what's cool about this, is that this industry is awesome. It's awesome because of the fact that it's relationships new and old. And I heard that from a buddy of mine, you know, Jonathan Bittner, that just came back from PMA Food Service in Monterey. And I know you were there. I saw your booth as well, not physically, virtually. It's relationships old and new, right? And I think that's what just is awesome about our industry, is that you've got two companies that are obviously at the same location, never even said anything about that. But then, like I said, look how it came together months later. So I think that is very valuable. And again, like, there's a lot of things that are happening within our industry too. There's a lot of changes, right? There's a lot of things. I mean, heck, being in California over there, it's like, there's a lot of water issues. There's a lot of problems. So I just think that's so cool that this entire industry is just so based on relationships, old and new, right?
Very true. Old and new. And that's essentially how Fresh Venture, our processing facility, came to be, is that our owners, Ron Burke and Bob Espinola, are longtime friends of Judy Lundberg and Jeff Lundberg, the owners of Babe Farms. And so this opportunity presented itself several years ago, and it became what it is now, Fresh Venture Food. So most of our items are, like I said, washed, ready to use in our facility here in Santa Maria. So a little history on Gold Coast. It was started by Ron Burke and Bob Espinola. They're over 40 years ago. They are both very actively involved with our day-to-day operation. Their children have also taken part in the company. And recently, Ron's son, Gary Burke, has been named our chief operating officer. So small company and family owned, and we're one of the medium-sized companies that are still very much family owned and operated. And I think that is one of the things that makes Gold Coast so unique, is that as the company has grown, it has still stayed true to its original roots of a family owned and operated business. And they treat all of us here at Gold Coast like part of their family. And I think that's why so many of our employees have withstanded the longevity with the company, is because this wonderful relationship we have with ownership. And it's that relationship that we, and friendship and bond that we carry on with our very own customers as well. We treat all of our customers like family, and we love to learn about their families and their work relationships and their, you know, everything that encompasses their company. And I think that's one of our strongest attributes, is that we are able to have those unique and strong bonds with our customers. And because of those bonds and because of our processing facility, we, you know, pride ourselves in the ability to work with our customers and offer them exactly what they want. So, you know, sometimes the customers come to us and say, you know, we really want to do this sizing, this product. And we have that opportunity to go back and forth because we do have our own facility. So we are different in the fact that we are a smaller, large operation, but still a smaller footprint compared to other companies out in the industry. So we are able to go back and forth with testing products and testing what line in our facility will work best for it, what packaging, and just to go, you know, start with something, do the testing, do the work, and then present it to the customer. And they, you know, can say, oh my God, this is exactly what we want. Or, okay, how about a little bit more of this? Or we want this, or add that, or okay, maybe scale this back, or let's make it a little bit bigger, a little bit smaller. So those cuts and the packaging, that's all something that we are able to work with our customers. And that's what differentiates us from the rest.
Yeah, because it's your, and I say your facility, but that's that collaboration of being a little bit more vertically integrated than some of the others. So this is also a good time to take a quick break, hear from some of our sponsors, because we keep talking about relationships. That's what it's about, everybody. It's about growing our industry together. Heck, we're growing produce for you to consume. And that's why we are here. I mean, relationships in this industry is what holds a lot of these supply chains go together. And again, I mean, change is on the horizon all the time. So we're always looking to better serve consumers out there, right? We want to get fresh, fast, and safe produce to your doorstep, everyone, right? To your farm, from your farm, to your retailer, wholesaler, marketplace. And again, we are here to deliver for you. So let's take that quick break and we'll be right back talking with Crystal Chavez at Gold Coast Packing.
Welcome to Terra Exports, a fast-paced, entrepreneurial, and innovative multinational fresh produce company with 8 divisions worldwide that handle fruits and vegetables across 65 countries. Did you know that Terra Exports was featured 3 times in Inc. 5000's fastest-growing companies? Terra Exports starts at the ground, literally, with the growth of the product at the farm all the way through distribution channels up into the end user. They take pride in their products arriving fresh and damage-free, and they're there every step of the way, working alongside suppliers and customers who share in their common goal. Visit Terra Exports at www.terraexports.com, as well as following them on social media on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. If you get on their website, you can also check their availability calendars and all of the produce that they have in store. When you join Terra Exports, you become a member of their global team of thinkers, innovators, dreamers, and doers who are bringing a fresh approach to the produce and supply chain industry. So reach out to Terra Exports today at terraexports.com. Are you ready to enhance your skills? Every day we are tasked to make fast, effective decisions to keep up with the fast-paced produce industry. At Ag Tools, we take the pressure off of gathering data to help make your day easier and more enjoyable. Connecting the supply chain with Ag Tools is unique, practical, and easy. Ag Tools can be used from multiple angles of the produce industry, from farmers all the way to logistics companies. We call that 360-degree decision-making day after day. Visit www.ag.tools.com to gain more reliable and relevant data to see more, achieve more. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. It's always great to hear from our sponsors here on the show. Listen, it's about growing together. Heck, fruit grows together on a tree. Now, unless you're a pineapple, one pineapple per plant, but guess what? They still grow in a field of thousands of pineapples. So it's about growing together, everyone. Let's get Crystal Chavez back on the line from Gold Coast Packing. Crystal, welcome back.
Thanks, Patrick. As right now you're talking about your sponsors, I love when I listen to your podcast. You're always talking about covering everything from A to Z to zucchini, but you don't talk about the B's and the C's and the D's and everything in between.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to school you on, I told you we do a lot of broccoli and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts. Well, yep. Those are cruciferous veggies. I don't know if you know what cruciferous veggies are, but I feel like in the produce industry, you can never stop learning. There's always something new to learn. I know when we met, we talked about how you're in the citrus industry, and I know nothing about citrus other than I love oranges.
So, well, I know nothing about the cruciferous. All I know is that Dracula probably needs to stay away from this type of plant or vegetable. I'm not sure. I mean, does it have a cross on it? Like, what are we getting ourselves into, Crystal?
It's cruciferous veg. So it's actually all part of the cabbage family, which is crazy because obviously Brussels sprouts look like they would be part of the cabbage family, but broccoli and cauliflower, you typically don't think that. But since it is like that head formed growing out of the ground, it falls into the cruciferous veg category. And we do what we call Fantastic Fridays here. Well, obviously before COVID shut us down, we would go to schools here locally in the Santa Maria Valley and basically do veggie education. And that was my favorite thing to have, you know, 6-year-old say cruciferous veg. they were like, you, they could barely say it, but it's okay, Patrick. We'll get you to say cruciferous veg. So we do a lot of cruciferous veg. We, all of our packaged items are available at Costco. So our broccoli florets, our cauliflower florets, and our spinach, not a cruciferous veg, a leafy green, but all available at Costco. We actually just recently launched a lot of more retail items. We launched 2-pound, 6 different items in the lineup, ranging from broccoli and cauliflower to some blends of broccoli and cauliflower together, Brussels sprouts on their own, broccoli, cauliflower, and carrots blended in. So we have this great lineup. We're working to get those into various retailers across the nation. So all in the works, so I don't want to exactly tell you when, but when we do drop those into some local retail stores, we will make sure to let all of our produce industry friends know, and we'll be posting it on our Instagram and our LinkedIn, our Facebook. But a lot of great retail items coming from Gold Coast very soon. We're also launching 12-ounce items of those same 2-pound items, and that 6 different item lineup will also be offered now in a 12-ounce. So a lot of great items. Also new, we just launched a week ago, and it's available in Costco Los Angeles region for a limited time, is a cauliflower ceviche. So what we did is, we've loved cauliflower rice, we love our cauliflower florets, and when we used to go to these different trade shows, or we would go to these cooking classes at these fantastic Fridays that we would do with students, and we would always make a fresh cauliflower ceviche, and everyone would ask us, yes, we can make it at home, but if you can make it for us, it'd be even better. So it kind of turned into this little project that we started doing here at Gold Coast with some recipes, and then working with some manufacturing partners that we have, and we went back and forth through COVID. It gave us plenty of time to innovate our cauliflower ceviche. So we worked with a manufacturing partner, and we just launched it at Costco LA and in Hawaii as well. And it's basically our ceviche that we've made for years, and it's now in a packaged form so that people can take home with them. And it offers all of our items that we love and grow greatly, which is our cauliflower, obviously for cauliflower ceviche, broccoli. It also has a blend of some carrots, serrano peppers, and our true longtime growing favorite, cilantro. So it's great. It has a citrus kick. It's everything you would expect from a traditional seafood ceviche, but it's completely vegan, made with plant. It's 100% plant forward twist on your favorite dish.
All right. You got me thinking a little bit. I'm a ceviche fan. You know, I have spent a lot of time in Costa Rica. I used to import a lot of pineapples from Central America. And when you would go, and I would always go with the ceviche, I would go down, I'd go to the beach, and it would be like shrimp ceviche, right? Seafood ceviche. And I love ceviche. It's one of those things where it's like, when you were a kid, you were like, what the heck is this, right? I want my shrimp, but I do not want all this other color in here as well, right? You didn't want the peppers or any of the onions or anything in there. But this broccoli ceviche has got me thinking, especially for like the plant-based world. People like my brother does not eat certain meats at all. He stays away from seafood. He stays away from poultry. If he does meat, he does a lot of the plant-based meats. His wife's the same way. They're more on a plant-based diet. And I say diet, but it's more like a lifestyle, Crystal. I mean, everything when you change your food, everything's gotta be a diet, right? No, it's just a lifestyle way, right? No, I mean, that's really what it is.
Very true. I feel like, not just me, but I feel like in general, the plant-based focused meals and dieting in the center of the plate being a plant, it is a, like you said, it's a lifestyle change, because you want to get the more, I mean, plants are full of nutrients, and you know, if we want to stay healthy, all we need to do is eat more plants. We need to eat the rainbow, eat veggies, like you say, A to Z, fill in those color gaps and just eat them. So that's what we banked on. You know, people are, during COVID, we learned we are more focused in on what is healthy, what we're putting into our bodies, what's keeping us healthy, what's making us unhealthy. And so when we were developing this vegetable ceviche, it was just like, people are going towards the plant-based. People are going to what's healthy. People are going to the vegetables. That's what we do. That's our bread and butter. We're vegetable. We're a growing company. Like, we grow vegetables. We grow healthy. So how can we make this something fun, something unique, something that people are already asking us for locally? How can we create that for, you know, the rest of the world to enjoy? That's how it came about, because that lifestyle change, like you're talking about, it's here, and I think it's here to stay. So people are eating less meat, or they're looking for meat alternatives. You also have the people that are allergic to shellfish, so they need that change to, you know, enjoy those, like you said, you didn't like those greenery in the shrimp ceviche, but for some people it's the opposite. They don't like the shrimp in it. They want they want more veg.
I've seen that. I've definitely seen that. And it's crazy, because I talk about myself. In 2008, I quit eating red meat. Okay. And when I say red meat, people are like, you quit all red meat, important. I'm going to be very specific. I do not support eating cows anymore. I'm on this, like, again, and people think I'm weird, but it's fine. But it's like, I don't do it anymore. There's bacteria in meat. Okay. And that bacteria, everyone, just didn't sit right with me. It caused me to get gallstones. It caused me to get night sweats, right? You go to sleep at night, wake up changing 4 shirts a night because your body is not being able to break down the enzymes of the beef. Now, everybody, if you're the beef industry, I'm not dogging on you or anything like that. It's just what we're talking about is everybody has a different body. These bodies that we encompass are not all the same, right, Crystal? Every That's single right. body is not created equally. So everybody's body is going to want something different. In my Very world, true. In my world, it's not beef. If I eat beef, I tell everybody this, like, especially when we go to these trade shows, it's like, they ask you what's your preference. And as soon as I say no beef, it's like, I feel like everything on the first menu is either, it's either steak. Or it's like fish. And it's like, I get it because that's what the majority wants. But a lot of, like I said, a lot of this change is starting to happen. Again, 2008, I have not eaten a hamburger, like real ground beef or any steaks, like nothing. Now I might have gotten, and I know you're going to laugh. Yes, I've gotten an In-N-Out burger in the last 12 years. Okay, everyone, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, Crystal, I'll be real with you. I ate that In-N-Out burger and it was like beeline towards the bathroom. Like the body doesn't sit well with it. And that's what I think is very cool about all the new plant-based companies is they're not just like, oh, we're creating a new product to compete. No, they're creating a product for the people that want to live this lifestyle or they intend live this lifestyle, right? So it's like, hey, we know this is great. Just like, right, fresh produce. We know it's great. So we're going to tell all of our friends about it, right? And right. I think it's the same for the plant-based and what they're moving towards there. I think the broccoli ceviche is a great idea. This is something to try. Now, let me ask you a question as we talk about this broccoli ceviche. What's it taste like? Like, you know what I mean? Because like when you go to that, like the seafood ceviche, you're going to go for a little spice. You're going to get that shrimp or seafood flavor to it with the juices. Like, what's a broccoli ceviche taste like?
Our vegetable ceviche is predominantly cauliflower. And we call cauliflower the culinary chameleon because any spices, any way you cook it, it picks up those flavors because there's a lot of people that don't like cauliflower. It does give off an odor. And so people sometimes stay away from it, but it is that culinary chameleon that any way you cook it, it'll pick up those flavors. And so it's like a ceviche, it's cooked in lemon juice. And it's, I'm not going to give away all our secrets on how it came to be.
Come on.
All right, I know. Right. Sorry.
I'll push you for it.
But when you eat it, it has this consistency, almost like if you're eating a piece of fish or a piece of shrimp that has been cooked down in lime juice, which is how you make ceviche. It has that texture and it has the spice, you know, it has some serrano peppers in there. It has that spice. It has the tang of the lemon juice. It has cilantro. I mean, what's ceviche without cilantro? What's a salsa right? without cilantro? We exactly. love cilantro. I know that's a polarizing for some people. Some people either absolutely love it. I'm one of those people. I put cilantro on everything, or you absolutely hate it. And I love it. And so in our ceviche, you do have, like I said, the cauliflower, you have some broccoli and carrot for crunch. You have the cilantro for the flavor. And then you have the zing of the lime juice. And it does have some onion in it too, and some garlic, but the cauliflower really takes on that lime spice flavor that you expect from a traditional ceviche. And because of the texture, you almost don't realize you're not having fish. You are having vegetables.
Product so innovation really on vegetables here, everyone. This is like, this should be the sample. I mean, this should be the sample when you go places. I mean, if sampling's brought back, like this should what should be sampled. Like, I think it's so unique is that it'll draw attention. It's almost, do you remember like the Pepsi challenge back in the days where they did the clear Pepsi versus the regular Pepsi, and everybody's like, oh my God, it tastes just like Pepsi. Like, you could almost do like a plant-based ceviche versus your shellfish or your shrimp ceviche, and you could say, all right, tell us the difference in texture, quality, and taste. You know what I mean? I think the way you've explained it might be pretty similar.
We did do some sampling when it launched at Costco. We did some sampling. Some areas weren't able to do it because of COVID, but we did get a lot of, you don't miss the fish. Wow. You don't realize there's no shrimp, or I could go home and add my shrimp or my fish if I wanted to. So we got a lot of that, which is great. And maybe, Patrick, maybe if we see each other in October at PMA Fresh Summit in New Orleans, maybe we'll have something to share.
Maybe. I think that maybe actually. You know, I think your tagline should be, you won't miss the fish. Like that, like perfect tagline right underneath it. Order the plant-based ceviche. We promise you won't miss the fish.
I love that.
I love it. I freaking love it. Well, Crystal, we're just about out of time today, but real quick, before we let everyone know how to get a hold of you, you know, what's in the field? What's on the horizon, as I always say? I mean, what could we look for the future of Gold Coast Packing? I mean, we've talked about a lot of the vegetables that you guys are procuring and putting in the frozen sections and putting in the fresh cut sections and all the fun things that you guys are doing, but what can we expect, you know, towards the end of 2021?
So towards the end of 2020, and actually within the next couple of weeks, you're going to see a lot more retail packaging available from Gold Coast. And that 2-pound lineup that I talked about and the 12-ounce lineup that we've talked about, we have some roasting kits possibly coming where we've been talking about what we're working on. So we have a lot of great innovation. That's another thing that Gold Coast stands on is innovation. We have a great innovation team here. So we're, like I said, constantly working with our customers, but then also chatting up like what we see in restaurants, what we see at the grocery stores, what we do in our own homes with our veggies. And then we see, how can we market this? How can we sell this to, you know, the nation? So a lot more retail items to come. So look for that. Once we can share what retailers there'll be at, we will share that as well. But definitely a lot more retail items from Gold Coast. We have like I said, we've been around for more than 40 years. We've been mostly a food service company. In the last couple of years, we've reached out further and further into the retail scope. And 2021 is when a lot of those items are starting to come through and come out to the public. So we're really excited to share all of our, not only our products that we've done for years for food service, but the new innovative items we've just started creating this year. So very exciting stuff to come from Gold Coast at the retail level. So stay tuned. It.
Well, hopefully those retailers are close. If you listen to my podcast, everyone, I am a Publix shopper because it's a quarter mile down the street from me. Okay. I'm spoiled in that aspect. When I lived in California, Crystal, I was a quarter mile down from a Save Mart. So I always talk about like these two different stores. It's not just because they're my favorite. It's just because convenience, everybody. It's convenient sometimes. So, and again, some of these stores carry everything that's needed. It's funny because I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine the other day. And, you know, it's like, if you live in like downtown Los Angeles, it could take 2 hours to go to a grocery store that's a quarter mile away. I'm very spoiled. I mean, I live in Tampa, Florida, but it's not as, I would say, cram packed as, you know, the, you know, Hollywood, Los Angeles area is. And so I'm spoiled. I literally, when my wife says, "Hey, we need this for Taco Tuesdays," it's like 3 minutes round trip without being in the store. You know what I mean? Like technically I could hit a golf ball to Publix, you know, and that's what's so cool. So hopefully, you know, I do shop at Costco. So don't worry. We will find the Gold Coast packing at Costco. We will find some of their products. I think that's awesome. I can't wait to see those. Now, Crystal, if anybody wants to get a hold of yourself or the organization, how can they go about doing that?
You can reach out to Gold Coast or myself via our Instagram page, our Twitter, our Facebook, and LinkedIn, all the same handle, at Gold Coast Pack.
Everyone, Gold Coast Pack on Instagram, DM them. They will reach back out to you. Crystal is great. And one thing I want to point out is that when we were at West Coast Produce Expo, they were all about innovation. I remember that when we were sitting there talking, you were like, "Hey, I got to introduce you to another team member that was involved in innovation." And I think that's what's great about your organization is that you're looking towards the future of the produce and supply chain industry, not just a category that you're involved in, but the entire industry. So Crystal, thank you so much. And to Gold Coast Packing for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having us, Patrick. They're doing great things with your podcast, and I'm just looking forward to what you bring to us in the future.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.